I give my life to the Lord about 2 years ago, I suppose, now. It's not been easy. It's been very, very hard at times. It's been the best thing I've ever done. You know, I grew up in a family where God was never mentioned in my own. We'd have a sort of religion when Good Friday would come along. It would, well, we'd act weak fish. And that would be it. That was as far as God went. Jesus, we believed that Jesus was born on Christmas Day, and that was as far as God went. That was it. Every time the Christians used to come in and try and witness to them, we would never want to know. Never. We'd always put our backs up and we'd always say, no, look, we're all right the way we are. And growing up, always had plans of going to the pubs, nightclubs, doing things of the world as a young boy. Things didn't quite turn out how I planned them. Thank God they never. I was married at 17. I was a dad at 17. She was 16. And everything was lovely. And then my mother-in-law got very, very ill. And she had an operation on Christmas Day, an emergency operation. And she laid on a life support machine. And we didn't think that she was going to pull through. But the ministers come, old Fred, and a couple of other ministers, and they prayed on her. And the next morning she was up and she was all right. She was in there a long time, but she recovered, thank the Lord. And I knew from that day on that there was some sort of power there. There was something there, because the doctors couldn't believe it. And a few months goes down the line, me and her, we was arguing, and there was a lot of unhappiness in me home, because what was happening was my old friends, what I used to go about with, they was coming in, asking me to go here and go there, and I wanted to go. There was a part of me that wanted to go, but there was also a part of me that thought, no, well, I can't go because I've got a wife and child who've got a responsibility. So there was a lot of bitterness in me home. And she came to me one day and she said, I'm going to take my mum on holiday. So I said, yeah, no problem. And straight away I thought to myself, well, if she goes for a week, I'm off for a week. That's what I thought. She said, well, I need the passport form filled in, she said. So I said, yeah, no problem. I said, I know a man, I said, who can do that. She said, if you take it round to old Fred Scarrett tonight, she said, it can be filled in tonight. And the truest words of the words I said was, I'm not going around the unlucky Christians. That was the words I said. And me and her had an argument that night, and I still went. And I went that night, and I thanked the Lord that the Holy Spirit moved, and he told Uncle Fred to witness to me. And he witnessed to me, and Aunt Irene said to me on the way out, she said, listen, I love you, she said, with all my heart. She said, you're my nephew. She said, but let me tell you something. If you don't make it home and you stand before a true and living God, what are you going to say to me? And I walked out of there and it upset me. It upset me more than anything because I knew how lost I was. I knew how much of a sinner I was because the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And what she said before I left upset me. And I come home and I told her about it. I left it. And a few days goes by and I said, I've got to go back. I've got to go back. So I've got to go back and pick your passport form up anyway. So I've got to go back. I went back. I picked it up. And she said, did you ever think about what I said? And they witnessed to me again. And there I give my life to the Lord in their living room. And I come home and I said to her, I said, I'll give my life to the Lord. She said, I'm already a Christian anyway, she said. I don't need the Lord in my life. She said, you'll never change anyway. So anyway, I said, listen, I said, you might think you're a Christian. I said, I don't know nothing about the Bible, which I didn't. When I opened up the Bible, when I first got saved, it was all new to me. Never have read it, never picked it up before in my life. Which she has, she's read it. And she see a change in my life. And a week later, she gave her life to the Lord. And since then, God's been using me in mighty ways. It's not been easy, it's been very, very hard. There's been times where I felt like packing it in. There's been times like I felt like saying I can't go no more. I'm only young. I should be doing things with the other boys and girls or whatever, but why am I sitting in a church and worshipping a God? That's the way the enemy gets you. Yeah. But I praise the Lord that God's using me in mighty ways. I'm sharing the odd words in churches now. I'm leading the meetings. I'm putting on youth meetings. People's getting saved from. Mm-hmm. You know, God's using me and my wife very, very mightily. And well, that's my testimony. Just listen, if the enemy's speaking to you tonight as well, the enemy's sort of put doubt in your mind, be sure that there's a light at the end of every tunnel. And be sure that no matter what problem we go through, that God's got us in the palm of his hand. Amen. Because this last couple of years, he's took me from strength to strength. He's brought me through problems what I thought I could never go through. But I'm still standing.
Hallelujah.
So praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.